Hey dads, before we jump into today's episode, I want to let you know about a great resource we have for you called the Dad Son Challenge, 10 manly activities that dads and sons can do together. These are fun activities that you and your son can do to help both of you get better at being men that are based around the 5 marks of manhood that we talk about in each episode of Manly Tales. So go to manhoodtribes.com/challenge where you can download your free Dad Son Challenge today. That's manhoodtribes.com/challenge. Welcome to Manly Tales, stories for making men out of boys. A podcast for dads and sons to listen to together. I'm Don Ross, the host of Manly Tales, and each episode you'll hear my sons and me talk about the stories that are inspiring and teaching us about what it means to be a man. We're excited to have you listen in with us. This episode is part of Season 6 of Manly Tales, where we're talking about famous dad-son pairs. Today's episode is about Hiccup and Stoic from How to Train Your Dragon. Let's listen together.
The keel of the ship ground against the shoreline pebbles as a battered Viking longboat was pushed into the silent, iceberg-filled lagoon. Aboard the ship lay the lifeless body of Stoic the Vast, chief of the dragon riders who lived on the island of Berk. His axe rested in his hands, and his horned helm lay upon his broad chest. "May the Valkyries welcome you," began Gobber, the clan's engineer and Stoic's closest ally, "and lead you through Odin's great battlefield. May they sing your name with love and fury, so that we might hear it rise from the depths of Valhalla, and know that you've taken your rightful place at the table of kings." A young man, small in stature and bold of heart, with stout leather armor and bright, keen eyes, strode forward. Hiccup, son of Stoic, first of the dragon riders and now the new clan chief, picked up a bow and arrow from the battlefield. "For a great man has fallen," Gobber continued, "a warrior, a chieftain, a father, a friend." Hiccup dipped his arrowhead in a smoldering chunk of wreckage, lighting the pitch that coated the tip. With a deep breath and a stern face, he released his arrow, watching it sail through the air and land on the deck of the ship. Others from the clan followed Hiccup's lead. They drew back their bows in unison and loosed the arrows, filling the sky with crisscrossing flaming streaks. They arced over the lagoon and set the ship alight. Hiccup struggled to hold back his emotion as he watched the ship burn. It was easy to find blame for his dad's death. His dragon, Toothless, had dealt the killing blast. But Toothless hadn't been himself. His mind was under the control of Drago Bloodvist, a ruthless Viking who used dragons for his own lust for power. Drago was the one who had ordered Toothless to strike. But Toothless wasn't trying to kill Stoic. He had been closing in on Hiccup. Only at the last second had Stoic charged in, pushing Hiccup out of the way and taking the blast in his place. Hiccup had been trying to convince Drago Bloodvist the dragons were good creatures who had been misunderstood, that they didn't need to be captured and controlled. Stoic had warned him. He'd told Hiccup that Drago wouldn't listen, that all of this was a terrible idea. But Hiccup had determined to try anyway, and now his dad was dead. And it was his fault. "I'm sorry, Dad," Hiccup said, fighting back his tears. "I'm not the chief you wanted me to be. I'm not the peacekeeper I thought I was. I don't know." His words trailed off, unable to give voice to the weight of all he was feeling. His grief was strange and difficult. Hiccup's relationship with his father hadn't always been easy. Stoic was the very image of a Viking warrior, tall, broad, fierce, and stubborn. Hiccup was none of that. Well, maybe stubborn. But his father had wanted a son who would be just like him. They had a hard time understanding each other. Hiccup had to find his own way. But Toothless had changed all that. Hiccup had been able to show his father and the rest of their clan that dragons could be their partners instead of their prey. Hiccup had changed his father, and it had brought them together. He thought he could do the same for all Vikings. And now his father was gone. Forever. Valka, Hiccup's mother, emerged from the crowd gathered on the shore and came to stand beside Hiccup.
"You came early into this world," she said. "You are such a wee thing, so frail, so fragile. I feared you wouldn't make it."
Hiccup lowered his eyes, but Valka stepped in front of him and lifted his chin.
"But your father," she continued, "he never doubted. He always said you'd become the strongest of them all, and he was right."
Hiccup lifted his head and met his mother's eyes. There was strength there, and courage.
"You have the heart of a chief, and the soul of a dragon. Only you can bring our worlds together. That is who you are, son."
Hiccup held her bolstering stare. He turned to the ship and watched it in silence as it passed beyond sight.
"I was afraid of becoming my dad," he said. "Mostly because I thought I never could. How do you become someone that great, that brave, that selfless?"
He paused, a look of awareness dawning on his face.
"I guess you can only try," he said.
He turned to face his clan gathered before him, weak and somber in their grief.
"A chief protects his own," he said, with a renewed sense of honor and purpose. "We're going to face Drago and get our dragons back."
The clan members looked stunned.
"With what?" Hiccup's friends asked. "He took all the dragons."
"Not all of them," Hiccup said with a glint in his eye.
There was cleverness there, which was Hiccup's own. But there was courage also, and that he had received from his father.
All right, well, so far, I'm thinking that this dad-son pair season is probably my favorite so far. I mean, I'm really enjoying the stories that we're getting to tell. Some of it is because these stories remind me of y'all's childhood and just all the movies that we got to watch together as a family, and especially as dad and sons. Like, these are all just like really cool movies that bring back great memories for me. But this one in particular about Hiccup and Stoic is from such a cool movie that I loved watching with you guys when you were boys, but also just kind of like a sad, you know, tender moment from one of these movies. And yeah, it was kind of cool to like hear this story all over again. What were some of y'all's like favorite moments or highlights from the scene, or what memories did it bring up for you?
I mean, I just remember walking into the theater on the day, I think it was Father's Day, and we watched this movie, and then the dad dies on Father's Day when we went to go see it.
I think it was on Father's Day.
It was so sad.
For real. I'm like, we were just like having a nice family time, and then the dad got eaten, so yeah.
Dang. No, he didn't get eaten. It was like he got like crushed in ice.
Oh yeah. It's been so long since I watched that movie.
Yeah, it was sad. I mean, I remember thinking like in the way that the storyline was going, you know, that it was kind of like Hiccup and Stoic had such a hard time like being able to relate to each other and to connect, and it kind of finally seemed like they were getting to a good place, and then Stoic is gone.
Same.
I know. It just felt sad, and it felt like Hiccup was really robbed of, you know, a really good relationship with his dad that was kind of hard fought. It took them a long time to be able to get to that place.
Yeah, it was just sad.
Yeah, it was. Okay, well, here on the Manly Tales podcast, we like to talk about what it means to be a man, and the way that we do that is by talking about our five marks of manhood, which are strength, courage, skill, honor, and allegiance. We believe that those are the five things that all men need to possess in order to demonstrate what it means to be a man. So I would love to hear from you guys. What were some of the ways that you heard the five marks of manhood in this scene?
I definitely just heard courage, because like his dad had just died and he was still willing to face the biggest enemy that he had ever seen in the whole story. So I think it was really cool just to be able to like, just, you know, not move past it, but he still held on to his dad and was able to face some pretty hard challenges. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, definitely there at the end of the scene, we kind of see him like turn and face his fears. And, you know, there is really a lot of courage that gets summoned up in him. And I love how kind of the scene talked about like that came from his dad. And that was really cool. Colton, what about you? What marks of manhood did you see?
I kind of saw a skill because, I mean, Hiccup shot a flaming arrow into a moving boat. I'm kind of like, you need a lot of skill to be able to do that. So, yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I agree. I actually just watched a YouTube video on a guy who was trying to like reenact that, like how hard it would be to actually shoot a flaming arrow into a moving boat. And he was like, it's pretty hard. Like, you're going to miss more than you're going to get it right. And, you know, we watch it in these movies and it's like everybody can do it like it's just nothing, you know. So I agree. Like, there is a lot of skill involved there. But, you know, I think we see like skill throughout. You know, there's all kinds of things that these Vikings were good at doing, including like riding dragons, you know, which is awesome. But I think for me, probably the ones that really stood out were allegiance. You know, we really kind of see like the whole clan rallying around Hiccup, but also just in the way that they were kind of like praising Stoic, you know, the things that Gobber said about him, just the kind of the tribute that they gave to him. Like, there's a lot of, you could see their loyalty to him, but there was also a lot of honor in that as well. Like, that they weren't just like following Stoic as their chief, but they really like loved him and supported him and believed in him. And, you know, there was a lot of honor in their relationship with him. And so I thought, you know, those things were really cool. And I think that was why Hiccup really kind of felt like he had a lot to have to live up to, you know, that the clan really kind of honored Stoic and he wasn't sure if he could be the kind of man that could be worthy of that same kind of honor. So I thought all of that was really cool. What, as you guys kind of listen to this story, what are some ways that you would, as a man, like to be like Hiccup or like Stoic?
I mean, I kind of want to be like Stoic because he was like a very good chief and a very good father and friend. Like, everybody just really liked him and really respected him. So, yeah.
Yeah, I can see that. And, you know, we haven't really talked about it yet, but clearly he went out of his way to sacrifice himself for his son, right? It was because he jumped in the way and protected Hiccup that Stoic took the blast from Toothless, and that was how he died. And so we do really see that in spite of, you know, their difficulties as father and son, like, he really did love Hiccup and was willing to sacrifice himself for him. And as hard as that was, like, it really was moving and something really kind of, you know, noble and honorable about his character. Eli, what about you? What were some ways that you would love to live as a man who is like Hiccup or Stoic?
I mean, I think just, you know, everybody, when they're starting to get to that point where you're, obviously I'm not thinking about having a family, but like just wanting to have like a certain father figure or someone who is someone that you would look up to. And I think like Stoic is a great example of, you know, he might not have had the best relationship in the end, but he lived for his son. And I think the whole point of like his death in the movie was kind of that, like, he died really caring for his son. And I think that outweighed a lot of the maybe disagreements that they had, and it really showed how much a father loves his son. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I thought that was great. I think that's a really good summary of kind of what we felt and learned in that scene. That was really good.
Yee.
Okay, well, here at the end of this episode, we want to wrap up the same way that we do every time, which is to give you guys a couple of questions to discuss with each other to kind of keep the conversation going once we're done with the episode. So we've got a question today for the dads and another one for the sons for you guys to talk about together. So our question for the dads is, in what ways have you sacrificed for your son?
And our question for the sons is, in what ways do you want to be more like your dad?
Okay, that's all we've got today on our episode of Manly Tales. We look forward to talking to you next time. We'll see you.
Bye-bye.
See y'all next time on Manly Tales.
Manly Tales is a production of Manhood Tribes. Stories are performed by Josh Burns. For more information, visit manlytales.com. Hey dads, don't forget to download your Dad-Son Challenge, 10 manly activities that dads and sons can do together. Just go to manhoodtribes.com/challenge.